Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into the Simple Biz 360 podcast. My name is Jeff Mason. I'm your host, as I have been since mid-October 2019. We're on episode, 233 right now. Having a blast. Just really appreciate you being here. And if you ever want to catch past episodes, you can go to our website, simplebiz360.com. Head to the podcast tab, and you can go to any one of the five seasons there, or even audio sessions as well. There's a connection. So we're on IGTV, Rumble, YouTube, and 28 audio platforms. So today, we're going to be talking about something really cool, and it's thriving with the workplace spinipulator. Now, this is really a fun topic for me because I've run into about six of these people in my 35-year business career. A spinipulator is someone who is skilled in the art of manipulation, human manipulation, and spinning. So they combine this ability to manipulate everything in people and the spin they can put on this manipulation, and they are a force to reckon with. Now, let's take a look at, you know, how do you recognize a spinipulator? And again, I've been with six of them. So, you know, they're crafty. They're always one step ahead of us. So they're like a half hour ahead of us to the boss with something. They tell the boss the problem first. And in most cases, there are many cases, the problem is something they created, and then they hijack the solution and they get to the boss first. They tell the boss about the problem. Don't say, you know, necessarily who caused it. Then they tell the boss the solution, and they always do it in a way that props them up, and it basically knocks us or other people in the company down. And, you know, the kind of folks that when they come out of the boss's office, you see that little, you know, stink eye they give you, like, yeah, I got you this time. But, you know, here's the good news. I mean, don't panic. Please don't panic. And I did it first, but I realized you really have to play the long game with spinipulators. And here's some of the long game defense. First thing is, patience is a virtue dealing with a spinipulator. So just be patient. Put everything in writing. Make sure you have everything well documented. Have it dated. Have it fact-based. Have it put away in a file. You can find it. You can easily retrieve it. You can easily share it. But document the timelines. Make sure you have this up. Now, in essence, time is your best friend, and time will kill you here because sometimes it takes years. And, you know, out of the six manipulators that I've been involved with, one of them is still going strong. I did not overcome the situation. Four of the spinipulators got their comeuppance, and some of it was jail, some of it was termination, some of it was in the form of law enforcement three agency stings, and some of it was in the form of $500,000 embezzlements. So they got their comeuppance, but the frustrating part is you as an employee see this, you know this, you bring this to the boss's attention, you bring it to the higher up's attention, and they tell you you're crazy, you know, this person's a good person, you're the whack job for saying something. And trust me, I know it can be frustrating, but just hang in there. You know, really, time will end up being your best friend. And in the end, I know this for a fact, in the end, truth prevails more than it doesn't. So just hang in there and let the truth come out. Make sure you've got everything sewn up on your end so that you can easily share it with people. And I'm telling you, it's they're crazy folks to combat and work side by side with. I mean, they really are. But you will win more often than not if you play that long game and just, you know, plug in those parameters of the long game defense, if you will. So today we're going to leave you with this song. I don't know. I thought, what could we do? Well, it's crazy. Jethro Tull, I love Jethro Tull. And he did a song in 68 called The Song for Jeffrey. So my name's Jeff. Song for Jeffrey. But watch this. When you watch him play the recorder, he calls it a recorder, the flute, he does some wild stuff with his one leg and puts it on his other knee. It's crazy. So check it out. Have some fun. And we will see you in 168 hours. Watch for those manipulators.